be your throne surround. Lord, please preserve a mansion, rule and crown.
Amen, amen, and good morning to everyone. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Everybody doing all right? God is good, and we thank him so much for blessing us to be in his house this morning and to worship his great name. It's just good to be alive this morning. There are many places I know I woke up this morning, my body was kind of hurting us. Anybody relate to that? I'm in the right crowd, but God is still good. Some of us take a little long to get moving this morning, get to loosen up and oil up a little bit. But do you love God? Oh, I hope you love God. Sing it with me. I really love the Lord. Sing it if you mean it. Yes, I really love the Lord. Yes. And you don't know
what he's done for me.
Oh, yes, he gave me. Yes, and that's why I love. Will I love him? I really love the Lord. He watches over me, and he watches over me. Oh, well, he watches over me, and you don't know. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, he gave me. And that's why I love. Yes, I
love.
I think you can sing better than that. Sing it one more time. And you don't know what is. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, he gave me
victory.
And that's why I love. Yes, I love him. I really love the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. I want to entitle my lesson this morning. By the way, if you're visiting with us, thank you for joining our service this morning. Our elders will acknowledge all of our visitors at the end of our worship service. So if you're watching by way of television, thank you for tuning in. If we can answer a question you may have, we can pray for you this morning. Please, if you call, we'd love to speak with you. We'd love to minister to you if you call a number on your screen this morning. God is good. I'd like to entitle the lesson this morning, Family Dynamics in the Bible. Family Dynamics in the Bible. We want to take a look at the family dynamic. Of course, we cannot take a look at every family and be exhaustive in our study, but we can look at some of the dynamics of the Bible. Family problems are nothing new. Nothing new. I know in here this morning we have some family issues going on. I probably would need to be a prophet to say all of us got some family issues going on. And if you don't have any going on, you need to say praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Because if they're not going on right now, like my dad and mom used to say all the time, you just keep on living, and they'll be knocking at our door. It's because we live in a fallen, broken world. It's just the truth. And sin is the root of all problems. That's why Jesus left glory to come to this earth to die for our sins. And when you trace any problem, it, the root is sin. Before sin came, there was no sickness in the world. You know, when Adam and Eve were on earth, they were in paradise. You know, scholars would say that the word, the temperature in the land was pleasant all the time. And sin came and everything's been dying ever since. Yeah. But the Bible doesn't gloss over sin in the Bible when you read it. It doesn't gloss. That's why the credibility of the Bible. Some people challenge the Bible, you know, because if I was me, I'm writing a book. I'm going to write all the good stuff. And I'll leave this bad stuff out because I just don't like to talk about bad. But is bad real? Yeah, yeah. That's like some of us. When we tell people, how you doing? I'm doing fine. You're not that fine. I mean, it's good to be positive, and I try to do that myself, but the Bible doesn't gloss over sin. It records. It gives us an unedited version of family issues that go on, that have gone on throughout the generations. And sometimes you read them, and you just, my goodness. And sometimes you rejoice, and sometimes you cry. And it seems that those who we should love the most, oftentimes we find ourselves fighting them the most. And many, you know, sometimes our family issues get so big that they affect every area of our lives. Every area, you know, we trying to worship God this morning. And you're dealing with some family issues, and it got you consumed this morning. And it's nothing new. And I just want to look at the Bible. Now, of course, we want to look at some passages. And first of all, some of us, we need to get out of the fantasy. You know, we need to get our heads out of the sand. And you know, I know I was hoping when I married Sister KB, Lord have mercy, I thought that was the best day of my life. I said, oh, we're gonna be live happily ever after. And we've been Sister KB and I, we've been happy. And we've been married 33 years, and we have had some happy times. Right. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'd be lying if I didn't tell you we've had some valleys. We've had some challenges. But thank the Lord, she's still with me. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, thank the Lord that I'm still with her. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because she's done some things, boy. I'm telling you, y'all don't know. Oh, I forgot I was talking to y'all. Woo, Lord have mercy. I want to be a little light because I don't want to put nobody on a guilt trip this morning. But you must face reality. Some of you couples who are preparing for marriage, oh, praise. Thank you, Jesus, that you want to do it God's way. But don't you go into marriage thinking that because your husband fussed at you, because something, somebody was dishonest somewhere, that it's you the only person it's happening to. And no, this shouldn't happen to me. Why is this happening? Don't you not nobody that special? Yeah, they reviled and rejected and brutalized Jesus Christ, who was perfect in every way. And if it can happen to him, Lord have mercy, it can sure happen to us. It started with Adam and Eve, and the Bible. I'm going to kind of run through these kind of fast. So, I mean, they're all kinds of family. Now, this is not a lesson necessarily about marriage per se. You have singles in the Bible. But Jesus being number one. Paul was single. Ethiopian eunuch was single. But you can be single and still have purpose in your life. And never be with a mate the whole life and still have purpose and meaning from God. You could have lost your, there are so many mentions of widows in the Bible. Abigail, Ruth, Naomi, Anna, the prophetess who were widows who lost their husbands but still had purpose and meaning in life. Amen. And you can live, you can be honorable, you can have a good life in whatever situation you're in. If you keep God at the utmost in your life. Adam and Adam and Eve in Genesis 3 and 12, they got mad. God gave Adam Eve, and sin came. And see, sin is the problem, church. See, sin is the problem in our families, and you might as well face it. Not know what knows it. Yeah, but Gary, my husband, he always doing. You do stuff too. Amen. We all do things from time to time. And Adam and Eve sinned. Listen, leave sin. Listen to Genesis 3:12. Genesis 3:12. The man said, "The woman whom you gave me to be with, she gave me from the tree, and I ate it." Ain't that something? Yeah, he even blamed God. Amen. Adam blamed God for him sinning. First, see, listen, church. The sooner you recognize your own faults, the sooner you can overcome something. Amen. Yeah. I know when we talk to people and we tell people about what's going on with the other person, and you know you're trying to get sympathy, and we always going to say what they did. I hope as we go through this that you recognize some issues that you have. That I recognize some issues that I have. And see, and that's the only reason why we're talking about this. Bro, Gary, why are you talking about family dying? Because it's so prevalent. It's prevalent all in the church. Not just members, leaders, secretly, openly. And we need to face the facts. Come on, Gary. And some of us, we say we're Christian, but we live in a what are we doing? Come on, and we pay the price. Yes. Yeah, we pay the price. Adam blamed God. Now you remember when it wasn't long, he naming all the animals, and God said it's not good for the man to be alone. And he gives him this beautiful wife, and all he said, he was happy then. And all of we happy when we're happy, but we don't like to face the music when we do something wrong. Yeah. He tried to blame God and blame Eve, but God didn't go for that. No, God didn't go for that. And there were consequences. You had Cain and Abel in Genesis chapter 4. Cain kills his own brother. And our church need to hear that. Some of we again, my family is so dysfunctional. Get in line. Amen. Yours not the first dysfunctional sibling rivalry in family. Sometimes you don't even know where this stuff comes from. You raise kids in a home and you try to teach them the same thing, and they perceive things in their own mind. They don't see what you are giving. They see it the wrong way sometimes. God, Cain and Abel, Adam and Eve don't have a clue what's going on. These grown boys, God gives them a charge to give an offering. Abel gives an offering. Cain gives an offering. Abe gives what God wants. Cain gives something else. And all Cain just gets jealous of Abel because Abel is trying to do what's right. And he kills his brother. And sometimes in our families, I don't care what you do, you can't make every decision for everybody. And you can't make your children do what you want them to do all the time. Amen. Some of us right now, we're suffering because we're trying to figure what we did wrong. And I know, Ben, sometimes we can do things better. But sometimes you just have to, you have to take whatever they give you.
Come on.
Yeah, man. Lord have mercy. And this had to have hurt Adam and Eve that their sons killed each other. Sons killed. One was killed and one was banned from the land. But the Bible would tell us that they had other children. They went on and had other children, and they did live their lives a long years that they lived on the earth. And Lord have mercy, Lord help us to be able to pick up and help us to be able to continue on. When things have gotten so bad, mistakes have been made, sin has happened in our families, and Lord, and sometimes some people do you look on the news and somebody shot 5 people and killed a whole family. Everybody in the family because they can't deal with things. Lord have mercy. Jacob in Genesis 25, he steals the birthright from his brother Esau. this sibling rivalry, Genesis chapter 25. And you know what? Really, if you really look at the history of it, all of it started with the parents. They the one created this mess in their family. How do you know, Brother Gary? Listen to Genesis chapter 25, verse 20. I'm not trying to put a guilt trip on it, but I do want to wake the church up this morning. Because see, some issues that we're dealing with, we don't need to look no further but in the mirror. We make some of the issues that we deal with. Listen to the Bible in Genesis 25, 28. Now Isaac loved Esau. That's the daddy, Isaac. Because he had a taste for game. But Rebekah loved, they were playing favoritism in their own house. Now, the boys have gotten older now. They've gotten older, and you tell it. See, in other words, Esau didn't come out hunting. He didn't come out in the field. He was an outdoorsman. So as they got older, Esau out hunting, and he's outside. And it seemed like Jacob was a homeboy, probably stayed under his mom's skirt. And as they got, and so you know, the parents are showing. Be careful, parents. Oh, no, be careful, parents. Your kids see everything. They see everything. They know when you're playing. Sometimes they see things that they don't, that you're not giving out, but they notice when you buy one thing and get one another thing, and you know, you don't tell nobody I gave you this. Because you can be sure they're going to tell, look what mama bought me. You know, they don't tell it. And you cause issues that, notice this. How serious is it, Brother Gary? Let me read a little bit of Genesis chapter 27, verse 41. Genesis 27, 41. Just family dynamics. So Esau bore a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said to himself, the days of mourning for my father are near. Then I will kill my brother Jacob. Yeah, see, your little games sometimes are much more serious than you think, than we think. And when we're playing favorites and playing games, and yes, and Jacob ended up tricking Esau out of his blessings, but boy, all that animosity. Ooh, that's the real deal. This is, you don't even have to go to the movie to see this. Yeah, they have this, you know, the stories that come on. They still come on, don't they? One Life to Live and... Does the Edge of Night still come on? Yeah, don't come on. I'm telling my age. Oh, I tell you what, raise your hand if you know what the Edge of Light, you know, I just wanted some of these young folks to, yeah. What about Young and the Restless? That's still on. You got that one on, okay. All you have to do is open your, you want some interesting, read your Bible.
Amen.
He's there. Brothers. But you know, it's wonderful that, see, sometimes folk have to figure out stuff on their own. You know, sometimes you worry, some things you can't control. You can't control. So when a person has jealousy in their heart for somebody, and you're trying to fix it, you know, sometimes you do more harm than good, trying to force things to work. But you know, sometimes people have to come see things of their own, out of their own eyes. And I was, thank God. Go to Genesis 33, verse 4. Everybody all right this morning? Genesis 33, verse 4. Thank God. Listen to this. Then Esau, this is after they gotten older. Jacob had to end up leaving because Esau was going to kill him. He was going to kill him. And they had been separated for a long time. And God blessed. Now, Jacob got a blessing from Isaac. And he got, but Esau ended up getting some things also. He moved on, but they were apart for a long time. But then they came across each other. You know what? Life, if you live long enough, life going to bring you cross paths with somebody that you cross with. It'll bring a funeral. Or something, occasion, a reunion or something. And you know, sometimes some of us, we hold on to stuff. Some folk hold on to stuff till they die. You know, I remember. I remember when you stole my boyfriend. I remember when you didn't come to my wedding. 27 years ago. Really? Yeah, you've been holding on to that long. I'm not making light of it. I don't know. But see, we and I'm speaking to children of God. See, there's so many passages that when Jesus speak, when he was teaching disciples how to pray, he says, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive." Yeah. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain. Verse 4, Genesis 33:4. Then Esau ran to meet him, is Jacob, and embraced him, and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. They made up. They made up. They were grown. Somebody in here right now, some of us in here right now, you know what? We need to make up. But Gary, you've been talking to somebody. I haven't been talking to nobody. I haven't consulted nobody about this lesson. No ulterior motives, this life. And notice this. Now, you read the rest of this for yourself, but you'll see that Jacob is the one who really played the trick. Him and his mama. They played the trick and stole a blessing from Esau. But in this, and you see, now Jacob, he knew Esau was coming because his men told him. Esau, Jacob was so scared, he started hiding his whole family. He thought Esau was going to kill everybody. You read it for yourself. And notice who did the running and who did the hugging and who did the kissing. Esau, the scripture says, it's Esau ran to meet Jacob. Well, yeah. I tell you what, if we do make up, I ain't moving. She gonna have to say something. She the one you misabused me. He's the one caused all the pain. Yeah. If you want a blessing from God, if you're looking for your blessing from God, yeah, see, it really takes it. I don't want to put nobody, you know. But the bigger person. This is thought family dynamic. Joseph in the Bible in Genesis chapter 37, he sold by his own brothers, jealousy, envy. Another case of parents playing favoritism, and his brothers. Said, parents, be careful. Don't play those games when they're and you play them when they bait, when they real young. Kids know it. If you bring a sucker home to one, you better have two if you got two children. Just that's just wisdom. Yeah, you buy one a truck. I got a son and a daughter. If you buy your son a truck, you better bring your baby a doll. It don't work like that. Okay, well, you go ahead and do like you want to do. Eli, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12. I'm going to just have to stop when my time is up. Eli was a priest. Notice, Eli was a priest, but his sons were evil. Family dynamic. Some of us think when we got baptized, think because we Christians, that everybody going to act right in our household. That ain't the case all the time, is it? Yeah, it's not the case all the time. Yeah, you would hope it would be. You hope we're teaching our children and they, you know, they love the Lord. But the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12, now the sons of Eli were worthless men that they did not know the Lord. Now, Levi is a priest who ministered at the temple, and that was his job, and the scriptures say his sons were worthless men. When you're reading this, is some of the stuff, they were grown men, and they also had office in the temple also. Amen. That hurts your heart. Your parents, children, some of our children can't wait till they grown. Amen. Some of our children will even tell each other, boy, I'll tell you, man, soon as I go to college, I ain't never going to church no more. And now I can remember, I grew up in the church. I'm just being honest and real. My dad became an elder. My mother's always been faithful in the church. I came to Bible class. There were many days that I used to say, all we do. Some of you can testify. You don't have to say nothing. Say, do we ever do anything? Wednesdays and Sundays. I remember my brothers, we used to sit in the back. We used to say, boy, every time the church doors open, we always the first ones to get it. Woo, Lord have mercy. You know what else? This is for our young people too, because I don't want them, when I went to college as a freshman, you know, of course, you know, your mama said, make sure you find your good church and I knew I knew the two churches. One was kind of close to my school, one was a little further away. And I went to one time, and it wasn't Fifth Ward. I mean, it just wasn't. I was there, but I was like, "Whoo!" You know, I played football, and so I was tired most of the time. And I was there, and boy, look, I had a hard time staying focused, and so I wasn't motivated to go back. And a few Sundays, I didn't go to church. I said, I didn't go. I mean, I was like, well, I'm playing ball. My dad was an elder. My mother was faithful in the church. And we didn't have cell phones back then. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, though, I had the word of God was in me. I'm just telling you. I say, don't go through the motions, kid. See, do some studying on your own. Have your own convictions. They practically made me come to church to a degree. But I listen when I, you know, when I was in class, I listened to the teacher. I knew, and then I would compare things. I would compare being the Christian life with the hoodlum life. I call it the hoodlum. It may not be a word now, but I had friends who were really in the world. I say friends, associates. And I would compare being a Christian, blessings with some things. I know what's right. This is not good. I used to weigh it. When I miss church, I'm not going to tell you how many Sundays I missed. But I remember one Sunday morning, I got up and I felt like dirt. I felt like dirt. And then, you know, and see, don't let the Lord start whooping on you a little bit. I'm not trying to scare nobody, but the Lord was putting a little spanking on me. And I said to myself, it's time for me to get my relationship right with God. And that was a test for me. And so when I read this about Eli's sons, it's easy to be evil. I mean, it's easy to get worldly. See, Eli's son, you know what Eli's son was doing? They were fornicating with anybody they could fornicate with. Quote, in the name of the Lord. And they were stealing, and they the priest's sons, and in the Lord's church, you know, right now, So we make choices, and I know how much it must have hurt Eli, but family dynamics, everybody, especially when you grow, you stand on your own bottom. Parents, you suffering right now because your children are not living right. Pray for them, but don't you let them take you to hell.
Amen. Amen.
No, no, no. I'm telling you, Lord have mercy. That's why I labored so hard with my children when they were younger. And we went everywhere. I say, look, I don't want no guilt trip because I'm telling you, I'm going to stay with God. I've gotten to the point, I'm gonna till I die, I'm going to serve God. I love my kids. I will go to the end for them. But when they're wrong, I'm going to tell them that they are wrong.
Amen.
And I'm here when you want to do what's right. I'm here for you. But I'm not following you down that line. And Eli tried to warn his sons. He tried to warn his son, but that scripture says in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 23, when he was talking to him, he said, if one man sins against another, God will mediate for him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who can intercede for him? But the scripture said, but they would not listen to the voice of their father. Then the scripture says, for the Lord desired to tempt them to death. They got so bad that mama and daddy couldn't help them no more. Yeah. Family dynamics. Then, you have David. And David, King David. This is King David. In 2 Samuel chapter 12. King David, he committed adultery and murder. He committed adultery and murder. And remember, family problem been around. And remember this, that the more we sin, the more problems we're going to have with our families. I don't know another way to say it. I know what we fight. And I know what we struggles, our struggles, male and female, life issues that go on. But when you bring sin into a relationship, whether it's lying, cheating, stealing, conniving, cunning, being deceitful, being deceptive, when you bring sin in a relationship on the child's part, the mother's part, the daddy's part, the husband's part, the wife's part, you get ready. You're going to multiply your issues. And David committed adultery. Let's read this for a second before I close. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 9. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 9. This is when the prophet Nathan came to David and was trying to make him help him see himself. And see, that's in essence what I'm trying to do this morning. Is I just want us all to look at I wish so-and-so was here. No, I just want everybody to look at yourself first. That's where it starts. Always starts with yourself. Always starts with yourself. Why have you despised, notice this, the word of the Lord? There has to be a standard. See, you got to have a standard for what you are upholding as righteousness. You got, and I just, what's your standard? Is your standard the girls, the guys, my buddies, my friends? By doing evil in his sight, you've struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword, have taken his wife to be your wife, have killed him with the sword of the sons of Ammon. Now, therefore, it's the consequences. He tells David, the sword shall never depart from your house. God didn't lie to David. He said, the sword shall never depart from your house. Anybody want some peace? Keep peace. Yeah. Yeah. So don't sugarcoat what's going on. Don't sugarcoat it. If you in secret, you can be a child. You know what they say? Is that some children sell drugs and they stand at home. And they are secretly selling drugs while they stand at home. And parents don't know nothing about it. Well, now, if you don't know nothing about it, you probably want to kind of, well, maybe I shouldn't say this, but you might be a little too passive. Because, see, in our house, my girls in the house, you know, and thank the Lord. See, all the girls, they had rooms, you know. One girl had a room. And see, when I grew up, there was one room for four of us. You know, when you tell our kids, I say, girl, me and your dad, your brother, your uncle, we all stayed. Y'all stayed in the same room. Yes, we did. Two bunk beds. And my brothers, you know, I stayed on the top of the bed. And so, but in our house, kids say, well, I want my privacy. We gave them privacy, but we had girls, so I didn't like to go in their rooms. I was a daddy. I didn't like just busting the girls' room and nothing like that. But since KB, she stayed in their room. What y'all doing? What you got? What's going on? What's that? Mama. So it would have been hard for them to be selling some drugs in that house. I'm just telling you the truth. They were selling them, boy. They were real good. But don't open your eyes. Don't think sweet Susie. No, Brother Gary, she would never. Some girls can talk just. They can talk just as sweet and be just as evil. I'm just listen. I'm honestly, I don't want you to take this the wrong way. But we got to fight Satan. Notice this. You see, you don't get this. You don't. The only place you're going to get this kind of ammunition is from the Lord. Amen. When you turn on your TV, everything that you see, you got folks who are not doing the will of God and people praising them for it. Nobody's telling you, man, look. You need to leave these women alone and be faithful to your wife. Amen. Nobody telling you that on television. And even that you would sit under the word of God so God can speak to you to help you, trying to save you from some of this. Oh. And see, and that's the kind of ammunition we need, because I'm telling you, you know, that's the old saying with what's done in the. In. No, but church, this is for me. This is for all of us. How many preachers, how many church leaders do you know who have these secret dark lives that eventually comes to light? Notice this. And the very things that you crave and that you're trying to do, they are taken away from you. This guy, what's the guy that was working for Subway and was set, lost all his weight? He looks just like an innocent baby. And now, where is he now? I'm not, we need to pray for him. But he was preying on younger girls or whatever. And now in jail, they are preying on him. And Nathan told Dave, look, the sword is not going to leave your house.
let me read the rest of this. Because you have despised me, you've taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus said the Lord, before your eyes, he said, but thus said the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against you from your own household. I will even take your wives before your eyes and give them to your companion. And he will lie with your wives in broad daylight. He says, indeed, you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and under the sun. Then David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord has also taken away your sin. God can take away our sin. I say, I'm telling you, I thank God that God is God. Because some things people do, I don't know if I had a heart to. Some things people do, some things that I just like, you need to. But God is loving. Church, God is loving. God, what things that we've done, if our heart and mind changes about him and we have godly sorrow, the scriptures say God is faithful and just to forgive us. Amen. And boy, I'm telling you, I thank God that he's like that. But God still kept his promise to David. And I just for time's sake, I'm going to have to paraphrase it. David's own son, Absalom. His own son. She says, the sword wouldn't leave his house. Absalom, he killed all of David's sons. He invited them to a banquet one day, and he was mad because one of David's sons, Amnon, raped his own sister, Tamar, in his own house. Wait a minute, hold up, what you say? Family dynamics. See, you think you got some things going on in your family that haven't gone on? Hello? Amnon rapes Tamar. Absalom finds out about him, plots his time in 2 years. He invites all of the sons to a feast because he's going to kill Amnon. He not only killed Amnon, he killed all of the boys, all of his sons. David banned him from the land. Said he didn't want to see him anymore because he'd done this thing. Then Absalom plays some game and asks David for forgiveness. He comes back and Absalom starts plotting against his own daddy. Now notice, where did all this come from, Brother Gary? Sin. That was the root of it. Now Absalom gets angry because he kills Amnon. He thinks his daddy ought to be happy that he killed Amnon. David is not happy that his son is killing his son. He plots against David, and he plots against taking his whole kingdom, and he does it. David goes on the run. This is Daddy, King David. All of this because he had this secret sin. And he thought nobody knew about it, but God knew about it. And he paid the price. His own son, Absalom ends up getting killed. David, you hear him aching in the Psalms as he's older in his life, and God did forgive him. Thank the Lord for forgiveness. Oh, Lord have mercy. Thank you for forgiveness. And we hear David in utterance like, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's David. And so what I'm saying is, see, that's hope for all of us. Yeah, that's hope for all of us. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. You know, and he said, and Jesus also said, he says, take my yoke upon you. He said, take my yoke upon you, my way of life upon you. He says, because my yoke is easy. Notice this, the Christian life is the best life. Yeah. While Sister KB is kind of needy, and while she, you know, she is my wife. I can take care. I can't take care of five Sister KBs. That's too hard for me. If I had three girlfriends, Sister KB said that ain't gonna happen. I couldn't make it. Now I know I'm not speaking to no brothers in here, but I don't see how guys
I don't see how. You don't have a sister KB. You
be broke. You won't need no money. And let alone that. God knows none of our sisters in here. But do you know there's some women who some playmakers who getting sugar? They getting from all over the place. Living that. And so Jesus says, my yoke is easy. He said, my burden is light. And so we're talking family dynamics, real deal. The single life, the married life, the widowed life, they're all in the Bible. You have examples of those who abuse themselves in whatever relationship, and you have examples of those who held on to God, like Anna the prophetess, the widow who served God all of her life. Amen. We need to make up our mind what kind of life we want to live. What kind of family? What kind of children do we want? Do we want to have respect for our children, or we don't want our children to despise us because of decisions that we made? And, I want them and my wife to be. I don't want another family sitting over there and somebody over there. I know we make mistakes. I said, well, I'm not trying to put a guilt trip. And I know different paths we go down. But there are some things that we do control. Especially those of you that are younger in here right now. You will pay for your sins. And some of us are in it right now. We are Christians right now, but we're still paying for some things that we did that were against God's will. But God is loving. That's what, see, some people, you look. Look, some, see, I'm telling you, I'm serving God. I love God. Look, I know no other life I want to live. God has spanked me enough to, look. We can save ourselves a lot of this trouble. She not worth it. He not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. You're here this morning and you're not a child of God. You need to be. Yeah. We need to be under the grace of our Father who is loving and forgiving. We all need prayer for our families, don't we? For our lives, for our self-control, for decisions that we make, for the burdens that we have. It's not as bad as you think it is all the time. Don't blow up something bigger than, you know, don't blow up something big. You will not marry the mate that's perfect all the time. If she look good, she can't cook. Excuse me. I mean, that's not always all the time. But I don't know anybody that get the whole package and something not wrong. You leave her because she can't cook, you're going to fight. I'm telling you, you don't have everything. Nobody does. But God is good, isn't he? Yeah, you need to be a child of God. You come to the Lord by faith, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. He that comes to God must believe that he is, a rewarder of those that diligently seek God. Don't play with God. Don't play with God. No, don't play with him. But Gary, you act like, see, that's why I got so many issues. We all got issues. Keep coming, keep bringing them to God. Keep coming, pray for me. Pray, but you keep, God knows our heart. If you're willing to repent of your sins, Luke 13:3-5, I tell your neighbor, except unless you repent, you shall also like. Well, you can't be arrogant coming to God. Don't be arrogant coming to God thinking that God gonna be, well, he's gonna have to take me like I am. Well, excuse you. No, you gotta have a changed mind. See, you gotta call evil evil. See, listen, being a child of God, You shouldn't be going out every night getting drunk. You got to fight that, sister. You have to fight that, brother. Somebody, you need to hear it from God. Don't make wrong right. Stop flirting with everybody who come along. Repentance. Confess Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before me. Thank you, sister. I'll confess before my Father who is in heaven. If you deny me before men, I'll deny. I'll deny you before my Father who is in heaven. Be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins. Amen. See, that's what covers your sins. This submissive will. And I we have a hard time submitting. Because, see, that's the fact. Some of you know me better than others. And, you know, some people get mad. He is up there preaching. He just think these are not my words. Amen. And all of us submit to, you. If you're not submitting to God, you submit to somebody. Amen. And some of them, I don't like nobody telling me what to skill. We all have to submit to somebody. But you just want to make sure you are submitting to the right source. And that is to God. And you know, some couples have so much. If you're having an argument, you're in marriage, you and your husband, and y'all can't see eye to eye, and you're going toe to toe, you will fight forever if somebody don't submit. And you know what? God solves it for us. You might not want to hear it, but he solved that problem, doesn't he? That's right. You don't want me to quote it, do you? Wives, I knew you were going to say that, Brother Gary. Wives, submit yourselves, notice this, to your own husbands as unto the Lord. That's the tiebreaker. Yeah, you forgot that one before that one, Brother Gary. You're right. Because it says submitting yourselves one to another. Brothers need to hear that. Because that time that I have to submit to Sister KB. But that time that she had to submit to me. But if we just going back and forth, I want red, I want purple. Well, Sister KB, it's going to be purple today. And you know what Sister KB is supposed to do in the Lord? Because I'm a, not to, well, we're, not to you, because I'm a, you know what she's supposed to do in the Lord? You my husband. I love God. It's purple. Argument solved. I don't like that. Somebody need to come to God. Somebody need prayer this morning. Come as we stand and sing this song for your taste.